Gary, you can ask a question. Is it time to donate to the legal fund? Maybe it's time for me to hand the mic.
I would say we need to meet. We need to talk to a couple of lawyers. We need to kind of figure out all of the, what we think are grounds that we can use and work that out. Maybe it's going to take a month or two. I'm not sure. Basically George McNeely, who
bless his heart,
was a long time at the district, gave a lot of money to the foundation. When we got finished with the settlement last time around, George donated $25,000, and that's what we're working on right now. No, it can go back. So last time, what we did, we asked initially for donations of $50. We came back and asked for $100. We came back and asked for $250. We came back and asked for $500. We came back and asked for $750. We built up $250,000. The district told us they had deeper pockets than we do. But they kept finding that we were willing. Okay, people dropped off along the way. I mean, there's no way you can oblige people. So George at the end said, okay, here's $25,000 to kick off if you have to go again. So all we're based on, Rich, is that we've got faith that people have enough skin in the game that they will make the donations. It's getting close, yeah. I'm just saying that right now we still have some money to work on, and we expect that it would come in quickly enough to kind of help pay as we go along the way. I appreciate it, though. Yes. Yeah, the impasse is declared on the faculty back in November. They were supposed to have a mediation session at the end of December. That was canceled and put off till last week on the 30th. This is the first stage after negotiations kind of breaks down. The district is the one that declared it. Everybody was worried about that becoming really a fast track, that from the beginning, the district seemed to be so committed that we were afraid they're just going to go through the hurdles as quick as they could and then say, okay, we impose this on you. So right now they're in mediation. They're going to have a second session on the 11th. The faculty's hoping that that will carry out a while. The next stage would be if the mediator says, well, I can't come up with a solution, they pass it on to something called fact-finding. Both sides put together the case against or for whatever they're after. They try to work it out based on, kind of advising which ones have strengths and weaks and try to get them to come together. They don't have to. At the end of that, the district could impose and say, the last, best, and final offer is what's going to be, and it's up to you, either take it or leave it, and your option then is to decide whether you want to strike or not. So we don't know how long that'll play out. We're hoping that it's strung out enough so far. They would like to have done it the 1st of July. We don't think that's a feasible date because they've got so many moving parts they still haven't addressed for anybody. So it looks like the earliest would be January 1st. And so we're hoping there's enough time in there to, it's a year and a half almost to be able to work on it. And like I said, it's less than a year, 11 months. So there's just a lot of unknowns. One of the things that somebody asked a question I'm a bit worried about is that we felt that the most responsible thing to do was not just look at why we didn't like it, but we really needed to know in detail what it was so that if we had to live with it, we would be prepared and we could help people get prepared. And otherwise, that would be at the same time building up our own sense of what it was that we could make a case against. The union has been given MARTA's spreadsheets and the cheat sheet that she just kind of went with. We're not sure that either of them have done very much with it because they have a whole contract to negotiate. And I think that they will get serious about that if they have to go to fact finding, because that's going to be the basis for a case. We're ready to jump in at any time to go over with them. We already met with their two negotiating teams, gave them the information, kind of discussed, not quite all we've discussed today, but a lot of that. And we are dependent on them, and so we need to have them as well informed and as similarly informed as we are. But right now, we're not confident that that's been as serious to them as it is to us. So we're not sure how much of it they really digested. But when you look at Marta's sheet, there's essentially, we can make copies of that available to you and mail for $10.50, I think. It costs us $9 to print it in color, and the color shows what's good or bad in the plans. If you want to look at those, we can make them available. I'm not sure how imperative right now to do that, because you're not having anything you can really do with it. And later on, we can make that more available, or now. There's about 110 or more of you here. We only made 100 copies of everything. So if you came in late and didn't get copies of two or three things, let us know and we'll mail them to you. Somebody who's in my life who may know how to do that, yes, Ken. I'm afraid to admit my Luddite nature. My sense still is that in order for the district to get into CalPERS, period, everybody who is eligible for Medicare will, within 1 year of joining CalPERS, have to become AMD covered. The district is saving so much money after they pay for all that, they still have the $12.4 million. So therefore, I can't imagine that they aren't going to pay for B and for everybody, whether you have that or not now, as long as you have A and the penalty, and they've indicated that they're going to pay for the larger penalty if you make over $170,000. Otherwise, they can't go there. I mean, that's one thing that we can stop. I don't think they can bully us into it. Maybe they think they can, but we're not yet at that point. Marta doesn't have any faith in them at all. It just seems to me that, and I may be Pollyannish, but it doesn't seem to me that they can make it soon, and that they can get there without doing that. Now, unfortunately, what we'd like to have them do, and it's going to cost them about another $1.2 million, I think, to get the people who don't have A, into the whole thing. But we don't know whether they'll go there or not. And that's based on the fact that they're treating two groups of us very differently, otherwise in the same circumstances. They get... Yeah. Question is, when do they have to re-up for Anthem? My understanding is that they're in the process now of Anthem providing a kind of an initial projection based on the use of it this year or what the cost would be for next year. What we're asking, we understand that that's going to come in about the end of March as a firm figure. This year, they initially projected a 15% premium increase for this year. It was negotiated down to 6%. So I think they'll come in with about that same kind of increase because the use level has been about that same level. We're asking them to not only quote for what next year's premium would be, just as the plan is now. We're asking them to take the CalPERS basic plan as it stands and cost that as if the district was buying it directly rather than buying it through CalPERS. We don't know whether they'll do it or not, but we are hoping that there's enough incentive to want, it's Anthem either way. Anthem does one and Anthem does the other. We're hoping there's enough incentive and profit to stay with us at our level, not the cheaper level, the money that they're gonna get out of CalPERS, and they'll make that quote. If that's the case, then we can lay them both out together and you have some basis finally for negotiating. Okay, so the basic plan, initially, the one they're giving us costs $1,000 deductible. There's five little things you can do, like getting a flu shot. They're kind of innocuous. If you do those things, you can knock the deductible to 500. That's still 300 more than we're paying. So if you lay out both of them together, then both unions may have some basis. They can say, hell no, we're not going there, period. But at that point, you could have some basis to say, we don't want to go to CalPERS we will go to a $300 deductible or a $400 deductible to stay away from it. And that every single line in the plan costs money. And some things cost more than others. So consequently, you could line up a number of those, if you know what the two are, and say, we're willing to negotiate a better thing than we have now, as opposed to going to something that looks much less attractive over there. So we don't know that they'll do that, but that's one of the things that we're hoping will occur.
Yeah. Are you saying that Anthem Blue Cross and their negotiations with the district now, giving them the cost estimate, are you saying that they maybe have an incentive to make it more attractive so that they don't lose it?
I don't know. I mean, that's a possible thing because you don't know what leverages, you know, work with. Anthem right now provides CalPERS plan. CalPERS defines Anthem's plan. It's not like Anthem has a whole bunch of plans on the shelf and they take one off and sell it to whichever one CalPERS wants. Essentially, CalPERS defines the plan and all of the little bits and pieces, and Anthem bids to provide it. And Anthem's had the contract since the 1960s to do that. So the CalPERS plan has a certain cost, and Anthem comes up with it and says, this is what we'll charge you for, and they negotiate. The same thing, we have a plan that's grown over time. Anthem is providing it. They could look at CalPERS and say, here's 1,500 people, we'll make more money if we give them a better deal than we would otherwise to not have them go. I don't know. We have been told that CalPERS, I mean, Anthem offers, or used to offer, a PPO. That's kind of plan where you can shop around and go anywhere you want. They used to have that kind of a plan that they could have given retirees, our retirees. Now they're saying the only thing they will sell us is an Advantage plan, which is essentially an HMO, which we don't want. Nobody wants it. The district wants it. It's just been shelved. So I don't know how that behind the scenes, you know, stuff goes on. They may play the two systems against each other. They may be willing to give us a cost of one and have us move toward them in order to stay with what we have, a little worse than we have, and they may be able to move a little toward us. I don't know. It's a crapshoot. They won't reveal any of the rules or the ground rules by which they make their decisions. And so we don't know that they can go that far. But we do know that the price that they charge is based on our use.
A very quick question. The mediation that the union is involved in now, is that through PERB?
Yeah, I don't know. I think that they put up a panel of four or five people, and each side learns as much as they can about them and makes a choice.
No, that's just.
And I've talked to the chief of the union negotiator, and he says I can't talk to you about it. I appreciate that.
She's next, and then
Anthem has been sending letters telling people who do not have Medicare Part B sign up for it. My question is, has the district, or would the district, or your committee, or someone approach Anthem Blue Cross and state that if the district picks up the penalties and gets all of these people, I forget the number, who don't have B onto it, certainly that's going to limit the cost.
It's $200 people.
$40 for people who have Medicare B, and it's $110 for people who don't. We're talking about the cost. I don't understand why, with these letters coming out, the district
Let's back up to the beginning of that one. Anthem, apparently, in the new contract that started July 1st, had language in there saying that everybody who was eligible for Medicare had to get B. That was not negotiated by the district. It was a surprise to them. It was not discovered until people like you began calling in and saying, because it was really a forceful bully kind of letter. It said that if you don't get B, then having B, Medicare would pay the first 80%.
I'm not questioning the letter. I'm asking. It seems to me that Anthem Blue Cross is interested in those 200 people getting Medicare Part B, and if the district's going to pay those penalties anyway, with CalPERS, why would they not pay them with Anthem Blue Cross?
Because they may not pay the same amount. So the question is, would they save the same amount?
I'm sorry, what?
The question is whether or not the district feels it would save the same amount. They're going to save 12 point whatever, because they reduce the coverage and the cost for everyone, whereas this is only reduce the cost and coverage for certain people.
And
it may not be enough.
I don't think at this point the district is looking at that. You said what you've asked for is contrary to our contracts. Pull it out. But they kept sending letters, because we've been told in the last couple of weeks people are still getting those letters. The district knows that, and they're going back to Anthem and say, pull that because you can't impose it. And so they're not at that point. The only way that we can stay in Anthem, that we were told, the way it is now, is that the Anthem would offer retirees with Medicare not a PPO plan, only an HMO plan. And that's very restrictive, and we don't want it. So they didn't, it used to be that they would have offered both of the plans, and now they're saying that you guys aren't big enough to do it, or we don't do it anymore, but they're saying we will not give you that option.
So no one is negotiating with Anthem Blue Cross.
No.
They've sort of given up on it.
No, the district is now negotiating with the Blue Cross for next year. If they don't go there.
You need to repeat the question.
Yeah. Basically, she was asking, is the district still negotiating with Anthem? I would say yes, they are, in terms of what next year would be, in terms of the cost of the current plan. But what you're asking is,
this has not been one of the things that has been raised.
That's what I would like to know.
But I don't think it's,
if
I'm not sure it's going to be raised.
Have they offered to pay Part B? Because maybe that would, yeah. They would then say you don't have to have an HMO.
They haven't gotten that far. I think that's something that when Anthem offers what they have, that's negotiable. That's going to have to be between the unions and the district. Inside elements, the district can't do it by themselves.
This is for you, Marta. You mentioned about the caps on chiro services and PT24. Was that for the basic plan, or that's the plan we're going to get from Tier 1?
My understanding... My understanding is... Chiropractic and acupuncture are not covered by Medicare, so they're part of the extras. I am answering your question. That means it applies to the supplemental plan. Because remember, if Medicare doesn't pay, normally supplements don't pay either.
Okay.
So this is an extra, one of those basic plus, or whatever they call them, benefits beyond Medicare, where you would have to... fill out stuff to get reimbursed.
Okay, and that would be the plan that...
That is the supplement plan, so that's the people with Medicare.
That, I think, provides you like 15...
I think it only provides you 15 visits in a year.
No,
for
it's 20 for that.
20 for chiro and 24 for...
$15 a visit, then?
That's the basic plan. No, maybe you got to read the into the plan, so look at... If you're reading actually from the sheet, it'll tell you. Read it across. It'll tell you.
I'm not on
the plan.
You're on the
medical
one?
Any questions? Any other questions? Yeah.
I have not used the district health plan since 2018, because I have Medicare Parts A and B and D as well. And it's a hassle dealing with Anthem Blue Cross. But I also have Medicare, Blue Cross, Advantage, PPO, where you can choose any doctor who accepts Medicare, and the doctor is the one who determines if the procedure that he's planning will be acceptable, and they contact insurance and clear everything. There is no Medicare deductible of any kind. There is no Anthem Blue Cross deductible of any kind. The bill that the doctor sends in goes not to Medicare, but to Anthem Blue Cross. And you never get an EOB from Medicare.
So basically, you're self-insured, in a sense.
But it is not an HMO.
Right, okay.
Not an HMO.
The district was told that Anthem would not sell the district an HMO, an Anthem Advantage Plan.
They covered the entire LA Unified School District. Why they won't do that?
We're probably not large enough.
Oh, no. I think the district,
you're basically, you're paying for the whole thing, plus you're getting the Anthem from the district.
And also, when the district, when the LA Unified District decided, required that all retirees take Medicare, they went through the state teachers retirement system, just like CalPERS. And the state teachers retirement system picked up all the penalties for people enrolling in Part B, if there were any. And for some people, you know, they didn't have Part B for maybe like 10 years. Well, SGRS picked it all up.
Thank you. Any other questions? It's obviously complex and confusing, and there's lots of ways to go. We're presenting what it is we've found so far. Anybody else have questions about any part of it? Okay, I think we're going to pass out a test in just a few minutes. I thank you for coming. We really earnestly need to have a lot of you sign up, because there's an awful lot yet to do, and we need help getting it done, because we are pretty well worn out, and we're not vacating the scene, but we need assistance. So if one of those forms is still floating around, please fill it out. We'd appreciate it. We have an annual meeting on the 11th of March. We'll be meeting with probably, I think, both the Benefits Committee and maybe within a couple of weeks, a legal committee. And then in the annual meeting, we'll come back and let you ask whatever other questions you've got, and use that kind of for an open forum, where that largely, I think, becomes the focus of what we're doing. The need is to get you as well informed as we can, so that you don't have questions that are unanswered. And we're doing part of it, but not all of it. If you want the spreadsheet that either applies to the B, the basic, or the Medicare, there's, I think, maybe a few on the desk, maybe not, we'll be happy to mail one to you for, I think, $10.50 pays for the printing and the postage.
Is it possible to have our next meeting here instead of in Camarillo?
I don't know. Did we have to pay for this?
No. Okay. It's already been reserved.
Yeah, for next. Okay. It is scheduled here next time. Then. Yeah. Okay. Any other questions? Okay. Appreciate your presence. Thank you very much.